Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. On Monday, Apple released security updates for every Mac, Apple Watch, iPhone, and iPad. Apple credits researchers from the University of Toronto Citizen Lab for finding a zero-click vulnerability in iMessage that was allegedly used by NSO Group to place Pegasus spyware on an activist phone. Xiaomi plans to launch their own smart glasses to challenge Facebook's Ray-Ban Stories. Powered by a quad-core ARM processor and running Android, the device will take photos with a 5-megapixel camera and also display notifications, messages, provide navigation, translate text in real time, and even make calls with the wearable's built-in mic and speakers. All this is expected to weigh 51 grams, slightly heavier than Facebook smart glasses, and no price or release date has been announced. Epic Games announced it will appeal U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers' final judgment in the Epic vs. Apple lawsuit, which largely ruled with Apple in the case. The appellate court is expected to rule on the judge's definition of the market at issue, which she defined differently from both companies, and possibly clarify the language of the injunction requiring Apple to allow links to alternative payment options. Apple said it's still evaluating whether to launch its own appeal of the injunction. Microsoft confirmed the consumer version of Office 2021 will be released on October 5th, the same day as Windows 11. This is the pay-once, single-license version of Office rather than an Office 365 subscription. The company also announced that Office Long-Term Servicing Channel, designed for commercial customers who cannot update software frequently, is now generally available on Windows and macOS. Nintendo added Bluetooth audio support to the Switch in a new software update, now supporting using Bluetooth headphones to listen to console audio. The Switch can only use two wireless controllers when using Bluetooth audio, and Bluetooth microphones remain unsupported. With the release of version 14 of the Unicode standard, we get 37 new emoji. Among the additions are biting lip, troll, saluting face, pregnant person, hard hands, and support for mixed skin tone for handshake. Apple announced the iPhone 13, 13 mini, and 13 Pro, all with a new A15 Bionic SoC. Start with a base 128GB of storage, get better battery life than last gen, and support dual SIM and eSIM. The Pro adds a 120Hz ProMotion display and refreshes all three cameras with brighter lenses and a longer telephoto. The 13 and 13 mini get a brighter screen and refreshed cameras with optical image stabilization on the main camera. All models get cinematic mode for video, which can change focus after recording. The Mini starts at $699, the 13 at $799, Pro at $999, and Pro Max at $1,099. Pre-orders are open now, and shipping begins on September 24th. The Apple Watch Series 7 starts at $399, offers a larger display with thinner bezels, and faster charging, able to get 8 hours of life out of an 8-minute charge. It's also more durable with IP6X water and dust rating and a 50% thicker curved crystal face. There's no firm release date for the Apple Watch Series 7 other than this fall. And Apple updated the iPad mini with a larger 8.3-inch screen, the new A15 Bionic SoC, a USB-C port, Touch ID support, 12-megapixel camera on the front and back, and support for the magnetically attached second-gen Apple Pencil. Pre-orders are open, starting at $499, with 5G models $150 more, and shipping begins on September 24th. The entry-level iPad was also updated with the A13 Bionic SoC, 64GB of base storage, and a 12-megapixel rear camera. It still costs $329 and is also available for order now. Adobe plans to launch payment services for Adobe Commerce by the end of 2021, letting customers natively receive payments on storefronts without a third-party payment provider. Merchants will be able to accept credit and debit cards, PayPal, and Venmo, with support for PayPal's Pay Later tools. Protocol sources say Google plans to add free TV channels to Google TV, currently in talks with several free, ad-supported streaming television channels. On a Chromecast, these would reportedly appear in a dedicated live TV menu and presented alongside over-the-air programming on smart TVs. Google could have deals in place to begin streaming this fall, but may wait to launch the feature with smart TV partners in 2022. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 that health apps are subject to a rule requiring reporting of data breaches. This vote clarifies that the 2009 health breach notification rule applies to these apps, which requires vendors handling health records to notify consumers of unauthorized access. And English inventor Sir Clive Sinclair passed away at the age of 81. Sinclair was the inventor of the ZX series of computers, which in 1980 was the UK's first mass-market home computer for less than £100. He was also an inventor of electric vehicles, releasing the Sinclair C5 electric vehicle in 1985, and the Sinclair Zeig electric bike in 1992. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.